Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, who joins us each Tuesday. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, today, a major story. We've been following it for a while, both the Times Union and WAMC. A year after Hoosick Falls residents were officially warned about the water contamination, they gave state officials poor marks for the way they handled the PFOA contamination crisis, how it was handled. And I saw one particular young woman who was angry as she spoke out.
Yes, they held a news conference just steps from Governor Andrew Cuomo's office at the state capitol, and they were accompanied by activists from environmental advocates and Citizen Action, and they were angry. Their report card gave the Cuomo administration failing grades for setting up a new statewide safety limit for PFOA, and that's perfluorocatonic acid, which has been linked to all kinds of health problems, including cancers. And they also are angry that not much has happened since the last time they were at the state capitol back in June to meet with state officials to talk about the contamination crisis. One resident, as you say, was quite angry and said, if my child brought home this report card, she'd be grounded. This all came into public scrutiny a year ago when the Federal Environmental Protection Agency informed the residents of the Rensselaer County Village not to drink or cook with the water from the village water system. And since then, it's been quite the controversy with public hearings, but the residents are unhappy with the state's action. The state health department issued a statement saying that they've taken unprecedented action and spared no expense to secure clean drinking water for the village, and they said an entire new system will be in place by the end of the year.
Of course, this issue isn't isolated. We have PFOS in places like Binghamton. We have lead being tested for in schools and all sorts of contamination issues around our listening area. Mike, some upheaval I see in the state's second largest public employees union. That's PEF.
That's PEF. That's right. And the Public Employees Federation Board has all but thrown its former president and its former secretary treasurer out of the organization. The story today by our Rick Carlin says PEF's board voted to ban former union president Susan Kent and secretary treasurer Carlos Garcia for 5 years from any union activity other than membership. They can't even vote. And it's all due to what the board described as dereliction of duty stemming from their failure to deal with a debit card abuse case in Rockland County several years ago. It was first reported by the Times Union, and now the organization has kicked them out practically and ban them from any union activities. It's a lot of turmoil in the second largest public employee union in New York State.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us for more. You just head to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you as always, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
You too, David. Thank you.